MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 20, 2025. The legislature is considering a ban on cell phones in schools, and part of Gloucester Harbor is off limits to boaters this weekend. Sunny, wicked windy, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:19 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that state lawmakers are weighing restrictions on the use of cell phones and other electronic gadgets in public schools amid heightened concerns they are distracting from classroom lessons and enabling bad behavior. Several proposals are working their way through Beacon Hill's legislative process with support from Governor Maura Healey and other top state leaders. On Tuesday, a legislative panel heard testimony from administrators, teachers, academics, and students who urged lawmakers to set a bell-to-bell ban on cell phone use. Education Secretary Patrick Tutwiler points to a growing body of scientific research drawing connections between rising levels of childhood depression and other mental health concerns and their use of phones and social media. The Gloucester Times reports boaters are advised that waters off Half Moon Beach at Stageford Park in Gloucester will have restrictions during the Battle of Bunker Hill reenactment on Saturday, June 21, and Sunday, June 22, from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. each day. During these times, the Battle of Bunker Hill historical reenactment of the landing battle, involving traditional small boats under rowing power, support vessels, and other traditional schooners at anchor, will be held in the waters off Half Moon Beach. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, Amesbury Fire Chief Jim Nolan will spend his last day in the School Street Fire Station on June 27 before officially retiring after 30 years of service. Nolan began working at the Amesbury Fire Department in 1995 as a call firefighter before becoming a full-time firefighter EMT in February 1997, fulfilling a lifelong goal. From then on, Nolan held a number of roles in the department, serving as a lieutenant and deputy fire chief. After signing off for the final time, Nolan plans on spending some of his free time indulging in some of his passions, model building and camping. And Sophia Harris reports on itemlive.com. In Peabody, local business owner Rochelle Agneta has officially announced her second campaign for mayor of Peabody, pledging to prioritize transparency, educational investment, and economic growth. I am running to be the next mayor of Peabody, not because I have all the answers, but because I believe in working together to find them, Agneta said in her announcement on Facebook. She said that the reason she is running for mayor is that there is clearly fiscal irresponsibility in the city of Peabody. Agneta emphasized her focus on strong public schools, dedicated teachers, and ensuring students have the resources they need to succeed. Red Sox are off last night. They play in San Francisco tonight, facing old friend Rafi Devers. On behalf of our director and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.